Let's get started. Very last line. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Pa'amim Sheshneam Bechatas. Okay, so similar. You'll see what the flow is. Sometimes both parties are Bechai Bechatas and Pa'am Sheshneam Bechatas. And sometimes both parties. Again, we're talking about a case where there's a renter and a borrower. Okay, so the renter rented the animal and then he lent the animal to somebody else who borrowed it. So sometimes both parties are going to be chayav b'chatas, pam sheshnei b'asham. Sometimes both parties are going to be chayav b'karban asham, pam sheasocher b'chatas v'ashol b'asham. Sometimes the socher is going to be chayav b'chatas and the shol is going to be chayav b'asham, and pam sheasocher b'asham v'ashol b'chatas. So it's all the four permutations are possible. Now, just to clarify, if a person swears falsely but it's not denying money, then he's chayav achatas for making a false oath, even though it has no monetary effect. If a person swears falsely to not pay when he does have to pay, so then that's where the asham gzelus fits in, and that's where he's going to have to bring a different carbon. It's a much more expensive carbon than carbon asham. It's more valuable, more costly. Anyway, so we're talking about chatas. So again, chatas is for just a lie that is swearing falsely, with regardless, like a shvuas vitoy, that's false. You bring carbon chatas, and otherwise an asham. So, okay, so how does this work? Kfiris mamon asham. If he's denying money, like we said, then he brings the asham. Vitoy is for Simon. It's just a falsity. Then chatas, then it's a chatas. So, pum, shishneim chatas has the case of both of them a chatas. What happened was that it died of natural causes. That's what happened, okay? And what's the rule? Shoel will be chayiv in that case. Socher is potter in that case. Okay, but amru nensa, but they both said it was an onus. Okay, so socher, it was another onus. You know, like whatever. A different onus than dying naturally. It means robbers came and took it, okay? Now, what's the rule? Socher, the ben kach miftar. A socher, who either way is potter, it doesn't matter what the story is, so the fact that he made up a more elaborate story, you know, that it was robbers who came, you know, with the guns and everything, guns blazing, it's immaterial for him, and therefore, either way, miftar potter. So, bechatas, he brings chatas. Shoel, and by the borrower, it also doesn't matter. The either way, he's obligated because onus he has to pay. So therefore, bechatas, it's also bechatas because it's also immaterial because in either case he's paying. So he's only gonna. Both of them are only chayav chatas for lying, okay, for swearing, not lying, swearing falsely. Sometimes they're going to be both asham. Okay, how is it going to be both asham? What happened was that it was stolen. Regular stealing. Now, the socher is chayiv and geneva, right? But amru meisa machmas malachim. They say died for middle of working, so which is something that even a shoel is potter on. Okay, so now the tarvayu could kafri memona. They're both denying money, so therefore dam chayiv because they're really chayiv because for geneva both of them would have to pay. The kapatri nafshayu and they're both trying to potter themselves by saying that it died in work. Oh, where's the animal, right? What happened was it was stolen. What happened? It's like we were working with the animal, and then it just upped and died, and we didn't want it to smell, so we just buried it right away. Where is it buried? Whatever, it's gone, okay? Or we just threw it out, and the dumpster took it away. Bottom line is, they made up a story. If it turns out that it's false, they have to bring each of them a korban asham. Socher bechatas v'shol b'asham. How do you have a case where the socher, the renter, pays is a chatas, but the yeshua is going to be an asham? Keep going. Shemeis gedarka died of natural causes, but amru meisimach maslacha, and they said that it died meisimach maslacha. Now, in that case, socher the benkach mifter potter. Either way, he wouldn't have to pay anyway. It's irrelevant how it died. Mm-hmm. If it died while working or it died of natural causes, potter. So therefore, he's not exonerating himself from any payment. So therefore, all he's going to be is chayv is bechatas. Shoel the borrower, the mechayv b'meisah gedarka. If it dies of natural causes, I do owe the money. And now, but if it's while I'm working it dies, then I'm pater, because I borrowed it to use the basham, therefore he's going to be chayv in asham. How's it the other way around? Socher basham and shol b'chatas. When is the socher going to be chayv a carbon asham and the shol going to be chayv b'chatas? Keep going. She nignava, it was stolen, and he said that it died kedarka. So what happens? Socher who timachayev begneva veda. Socher is chayev for gneva veda. The kapata nafshi b'meisa gadarka. He's saying it died of natural causes. That is to exonerate himself. He better pay an asham. Okay, basha. Shoel the ben kach yuvi mechayev. It's irrelevant. The change of the story doesn't matter whether it was stolen or it died of natural causes. He's anyway chayev. So therefore, he's not. It's an immaterial swearing of falseness. So therefore, he's only chayev achatas. Shaila is okay. That's a beautiful. Okay, we paid attention to Rav Yirmiyah. He explained that when you chayev chatas asham, all those different scenarios. My kamashmal. And okay, bottom line is Rav Yirmiyah. What's your chiddush? Answer is lavukim with Rav Ami, because there's an opinion of Rav Ami. Tamar kol shavuos adiyana mashbiyan also. Ein chayev an alam mishum shavuos bitoi. You never chayev a shavuos bitoi for swearing falsely. Just that's immaterial in law. Okay, unless you take it on your own. But if Beis Din imposes it, it's not a shvuz bito, it doesn't matter. Okay? Hashanah, the book says, Nefesh kisi shava levati bisvasayim. Kisi shava me'atzma. Kisi shava is when, meaning it's a choice. But if somebody's imposing an oath on me, that's not ever chayv a shvuz bito. There's such a thing as a shvuz that's material, that'll be chayv for. But shvuz bito for just a plain false oath, that's not material, and either way, I'll be chayev or potter. I'm not chayev for shvuz bitoy. I don't have to bring a chatas for that. That's the sheet of Rav Ami, Kamash 1, the local Rav Ami. So it's Kamash 1 is that Rav Ami is not correct.
Not,
you follow?
Yeah. Okay,
good.
Yeah, it's totally gone. No questions.
Brings us to the next. This is a very major sugya, and it has a lot to do with the Mishnah. Itmar shomer shemasu l'shomer. When one watchman gives it to another watchman, Rav Amar Pater, Rav says it's Pater. Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayv, Rabbi Yechon says Yechayv. What's it now? Amar Bayi, the time of the Rav, Lamibayi, according to Rav Shita, so what kind of Shomer am I? What kind of Shomer am I giving it to? So, the time of the Rav, according to Rav, Lamibayi, Shemichin, Shemasla, Shemasachar, not only a free watchman who gave it to a hired watchman, so in other words, you gave it to me to watch. You said, can you have a fancy watch?
Can you replace me while I...
No, listen to what happened. I want to explain the case. Let's say you have a very nice watch and you say, look, I'm going to Mexico. I don't want to wear a fancy watch. Okay? It's dangerous. Can you hold on to it here in America? And when I come back, you give it back to me. And I say, sure, I will. And I keep it with me. That's for... You asked me to do it for free. And then I felt, you know what? There's somebody else who is I don't want the responsibility of a fancy watch, so I pay a guy to watch it.
Okay.
Who's done for money? Okay. Out of my own pocket, I pay him to watch it. Okay. To watch the same watch that's your watch, and then what's the halacha? And then whatever happens, am I responsible or not? Now, obviously,
who are you?
You're
a Shomer Chinam. I'm a Shomer Chinam, and he's a Shomer Socher. So listen to this case. So Amar by the time of the Rav, in Rav Shita, Lemiboy Shomer Chinam Shomas L'Shomer Socher. Not only in a case where I'm for free and he's for pay, where, of course, the Elui Ayla Shmirasa, their logic would dictate, I'm elevating the level of Shmira. Okay, even if it gets stolen, there's now somebody who's going to obligate himself. Even if I'm a paid watchman, you paid me money. He says, I'm paying you money to make sure that you watch it properly. And then I say to my friend, I said, look, you know, you want to watch this for me, whatever, as a favor. And he does it as a favor to somebody else. Right. The guru garu the shmrasi. It went downhill. Still potter. I'm potter. Meaning, if what happens is something that I'm potter from, obviously if what happens is something that I'd be chayv for, if it gets stolen from him, and I'm chayv for gneva, I'm going to have to pay. It's not freeing me from that. But if what happens is an onus that I anyway would not be responsible for, so then it doesn't matter, okay? And I'm potter. And my timer. Why does Rav say I can give it over to another shomer? The hamatzru ben das. After all, I give it to somebody of sound mind, and that's all it is. Bottom line. Well, the time of Rabbi Yochanan, that's shitas Rav. Not only a hired watchman who gave it to a free watchman, who's downgrading the level of Shmira, even if he's elevating the Shmira, no business doing that. Why? Because you could tell me I trusted you. I don't trust somebody else.
Even though it was a shomer.
Does even a paid shomer? Who? I don't know him. So whatever. I trust you. Finished. I don't trust other people.
If I paid out of my pocket as a shomer in order to feel a peace,
doesn't matter.
Who paid? The owner doesn't have to pay me, right?
No, that was you. That's for sure. Not
on my own will.
Right, nobody made you do it, but he's saying you can't do it anyway, according to Rabbi Yochanan.
You cannot.
It's a machlokas. According to Rav, you could even downgrade. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't even upgrade. Even if you're paying for a professional, you know, those guards with the guns and everything, you know, to watch it, to make sure that it's extra safe, you know, like what are those armored trucks? No good.
The Brinks,
right, they paid a lot of money to make things safe. They have all the machine guns and whatever, all the thing. No good. You're not allowed to do it. Because I don't want my money anywhere else but where I gave it to, which is you. That's why I trust. Okay, good. Brings us to the next thing. Okay. Actually, the truth is, Rav never said this outright. There was a story, okay? And based on the story, we assumed it to be true. Happens to be that that's not correct. Okay, the Hanuginoi, there were some gardeners. The Chol Yom Have Mafkidi Marayu Gaba Dahi Safta. Every day they used to give their hoes or shovels to, the gardeners, right? So they needed somebody to hold on to it. So they used to give it to this babi, a grandmother that was in the neighborhood. Yom Achad Afkidinu Gabi Chad Minayu. Instead of giving it to the babi, they gave it to this man, one of the group. What?
To safekeep it.
Yeah, you need. I want you to know, every gardener, one of the big things they worry about, I know my gardener, is that somebody's going to steal their lawnmower. It happens.
Absolutely.
It's a legit thing. It's a real deal.
Shovel, not the lawnmower.
Oh, gardener. The shovel? Oh, gardener. Well, here it's a shovel. I'm talking about a similar thing. I'm just modernizing the story, but you understand it's something that will get stolen. That's what they have these, I don't really see, but I want you to know, my guy, he has a completely enclosed truck.
Yeah.
Because the open ones, which have the gate that goes up and close it, people were going in and lifting it out and stealing things that way. So the bottom line is, he's like, forget it, I'm not dealing with that. And he comes around with this big, you know, completely closed truck. Anyway, the bottom line is, theft is a real concern. So they gave it to the bubby old days. This time they gave it to one of the group. Okay. Well, Shamakala Behilula, he heard music coming from the wedding. He's like, oh man, there's a wedding going on. I'm hungry and everything. So here he is sitting around, stuck with the shovels. So Nafakazal, he went, Afkadinu Lakabada Yisavta. He went to the grandma and says, look, can you watch the shovels for us? Adazavasa, sure enough, he went to the wedding, came back, Ignav Marayu, and got stolen from the babi. Also, look, I made the Rav. So it came to Rav. What's the halacha? Am I responsible? Like, I gave it. They all gave it to me. And I gave it to the grandmother. Is it good or not? Patre, Rav says it's Potter. Now, mad because of the one who saw the story, said, Savar, thought, Mishum, Shemeshem, Master Shomer. But the good reason is because a Shomer who gives it to another Shomer is nothing wrong. That's why. That's why it's okay. He gave it to somebody of a bar das, so she's a knowledgeable person who could, no problem. But lo, here it's not true. Shani Hasam, there it's different. To kol yom nami in hugufayu, everybody has shown themselves that they trust her. He's safta because they have a mifkadi luhu. Everybody, all other days they used to give it to the grandmother. There's a precedent here that they trust this lady. So what are they going to say? Well, we don't trust her. That's not true. They do trust her because every other day you always give it to her. So that's why it's not really that shomer shemas leshomer is pater. It's only because there they've shown themselves that they trust her.
Probably the bobby gets paid, no?
Mm-mm. No, we're not talking about that.
Doesn't matter. Let's not get into that.
That's not the point.
Yosef Rav Ami v'kamer l'lashmaita. So Rav Ami was saying over this whole thing. Esve Rav Abba Ramel Rav Ami. So Rav Abba Ramel is Rav Ami. Hasocha. The question is, we're saying that Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is according to Rav Yochanan Chayev. it's a negligence, whatever it is. Okay? Now, and even Rav does agree to that. So the question is, what about our Mishnah? The guy borrowed it, rented it, and then he lent it to somebody else. How could that be? Why can't he say, I didn't want my thing by, who asked you to go lend it out to somebody else? I never gave you permission. That itself is an act of negligence, and therefore, no matter what happens, you're responsible. Okay? Amrlei, Hachmeiskina, we're talking about Obir Bishanasnulu Lahashil. He gave him permit, the owner gave him express rights that you can lend it out as you wish. Like a lot of times in a rental, let's say you're renting an apartment, for a month, and if he gives you permission, not a sublease, we give him to, somebody wants to spend a few days, I happen to be going away in the middle. Usually the guy doesn't care. If he doesn't care, he doesn't care. And that's the case over here. Okay. That's, again. Okay. Ihachi, if it's permission, so the pilum by Yishlumi. Then it's really between the borrower, is between the borrower and the owner, not the borrower and the renter. Because we're saying you have right to lend it to the next guy. So it's like, who's giving the rights? The owner is. So why is the payment to the renter and not to the owner? The answer is, Damrulay ledaitcha. They said, as you wish, up to you, I don't care. So then it's really just between the renter and the borrower. Okay. Masar Merchama question. Hamafkin Mosay Tokhaberoi. Somebody who gives money to his friend to watch. Tsaran, he tied it. And he put it over his shoulder. You ever see those guys, they have a stick and then they tie it onto the stick and then they flip the stick on the shoulder and that's how they walk, okay? So, Masron Levno will be the Ketanim, and he gave it over to his kids, or he gave it over to his kids that are minors to watch. Vinob Lefneim, Shalok Haroi, and he didn't lock it properly. He just closed the door, but didn't really lock it in. Chayev is Chayev, Shalok Shomer, Gedera Shomer, because that's not the level of a Shomer that's proper. That's not proper to keep, that's not the way you keep money over your shoulder. It makes it, it's easily picked, okay? You're inviting pickpockets to get it out of it, okay? Time at the Ketanim, it's because they're minors. Hug Dylan Potter, but if they're adults, it's fine. I might, why is it fine? Name Malay, in return to Shepik Dain, Beracha. Why can't it say that if I give it to my adult children, I don't trust other people. I gave it to you, I didn't give it to your kids. That's the Kasha. Amarava is the difference. Call a mafkid. Anytime I give somebody a watch, that's ishto vanov hu mafkid. It's a package. It's understood that the guy is not going to be watching only himself all the time, but he's going to be responsible, and his family members that are adults, are also trusted in the package. You understand? And therefore, it's not like it's to somebody else. It's
your own family.
It's like the part of the. Mm-hmm. It's part of the unit of the family, and therefore he can't say that I didn't trust your kids, I only trusted you. You can't say that, because that's part of trusting me, is me, my kids, my wife, is all one thing. If they're adults, that is. Okay. Amri Nardoi. So now Nardoi says, you know what, it's the other way around. Take a nami. Look, it's meduyak. Diktani ain't osha masal of nevita ktanim. Chayev. If you give it to your minor kids, they're under bar mitzvah, so they don't know how to watch anything, then you're chayev. Halav no vito gdol and potter. But if you're adult children, that's potter. Michlal, that itself indicates that only adult children is acceptable. Dilacherim, if it's not a child, but some stranger, loishna gdol, loishna gdol, it doesn't matter if they're adults or children, chayev, I'll be chayev. Because the imkain, listen, ketanim stomach. Because why would you have to say your children that are ketanim? Could have just said, he gave it to ketanim, it's chayev. Didn't say that. It says your children that are ketanim, which implies that your children that are adults is fine. But if it's not your children that are adults, meaning a stranger adult, it's no good. Which proves that that this is the halacha. Shema mina. So it's pretty clear from this halacha that, shomer shemasa shomer is chayev. Amrava, Rava says, it's chayiv. That's the bottom line. Like Rabbi Yochanan. Not only when it's a Shomer Sachar that gives it to a Shomer Chinam, degree Gar L'Shomeres, where it's downgrading, Ela, Afil L'Shomer Chinam, Shomer L'Shomer Sachar, chayiv is also chayiv, my taima. Different reason. Not same. Because in Ritzon Yishei Bektoini, he's saying a different reason. The my time at Amrlei at Mehem Nisli Bishvua. Hech La Mehem Nisli Bishvua. I don't trust everybody's oath. That guy swears to me, he can swear top to bottom, I don't trust him. You, I trust. And if you're going to swear, that's one thing. But I'm not interested. It's not just I don't want it in anybody else's hands. I trust your oath. That's the verb. We'll see there's a difference, practical difference between the two reasons of Ein Ritzon Yishei Bektoni Be'aracher or At Mehem Nisli Bishvua. Okay, moving right along. Okay, I'm running out of time. Itmar, Pasha Ba. Let's say he was negligent. V'yatzes lagam, and then it went out to the field, to the swampland. Omeisa gadarka, but even though it just died natural causes, which is something I'm typically not responsible for, but I was first negligent. So Abaye mishmei the Rabba Amar, Abaye said the name of Rabba, Chayav, I'm responsible. Rabba mishmei the Rabba Amar, Potter and Potter. Comes along, they're both really sure of their opinions. Abaye, Yimishmei the Rabba Amar Chayav, Kol Daina Deloidon Gaidina. Any judge that doesn't judge like I'm saying, Lav Dainahu, he's not even a judge. Okay, this is basics. Okay? We know that there's this concept of you start off with negligence and end off with onus. You're chayev, but not only in that opinion, the chayev, for sure you're chayev. Even if you generally say is potter, here it's worse. Because by going into the swamps, there's a lot of humidity. The humidity killed it, killed the animal. So it's guilty all the way. It's not an onus. It's a pshia through and through. That's not called natural causes when you're out in the swamps and it's humid and everything. Of course, that's what killed it. Rava mishmei the rabba amar potter. Why? And if he doesn't say potter, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Why? Potter. Not only in the opinion potter is potter. Even according to the opinion that says chayev hacha potter, he says potter. My daima, why? Tamrinon, because we say malach hamaves, mali hacha, mali hasam. Bottom line is it's the malach hamaves who took care of him. The malach hamaves will go to where he's called. It doesn't matter to him. Okay, he's like, you know, like whatever, whichever the address. It's not like I'm only going to kill the person if he's in this house, not in the neighbor's house. It doesn't matter. So the bottom line is, the pshia is completely irrelevant. When does the pshia, tchilas of pshia, subhan is chayev, is if you can draw a line that it's due to the pshia that this whole thing happened. But if it's a malach hamaves, dying of natural causes is irrelevant to the pshia. It's nothing, no shaychus, and therefore, that's why he says you're potter. Now, Abaya, so Umoyd Abaya, they're both admitting in certain cases. Umoyd Abaya, the ihadra, lebe mara, umesa, the potter. Abaye will agree that if it went out to the swamp, and then it on its own, it returned back to the house, and then it upped and died in the house, you know, back in the regular, in the protected area, that's for sure potter. My time at the Hajjalay, because after all, clearly the humidity didn't kill it. Because you don't say, well, it weakened it, and then it died over here. No, it's nothing to do with that, okay? But lekel meimer havlu dag makatla. Because he would have died there. Umoide Rava, Rava will agree, kol hecha, the ignava ganav, that wherever it got stolen, in a case where it got stolen, be'aga, o mesa kedarka be'ganav, that if the ganav stole it in the agam, and then in the house of the ganav, okay, it's a lo yitzlach ganav, the animal just upped and died. Okay, by the house of the ganav, I'm responsible regardless. Bottom line is, it died. It would have died anyway. And malach hamavis, malach hamaliyosam. No. My time, the yishavka malach hamavis. If the malach hamavis would have not killed it, which he could have not killed it, bevesed the ganav havakayma, it would still be by the ganav. So in other words, the non-killing is the bottom line is we already lock in your responsibility once the ganav took it. You're Shoma Sachar, you're responsible for a geneva, or actually in this case, it was a pshia of a geneva, because you were negligent in letting it go into the swamp, and then it kind of went and took it. So the bottom line is, it's at that point, you're already chayev, irrelevant the fact that it died later, because even if it wouldn't have died later, it would be in the house of the ganav, and it was already chayev the moment that it was stolen. Okay. Okay, let's just finish this. Amar le Abaye le Rava. Abaye said to Rava, Lidi dachtam et malach hamavis malihach hamalihasam. According to you, that says, look, once there's a malach hamavis, it doesn't matter. Hai de oisvei Rav Abba Marama le Rav Ami. V'shani le b'shanasnu le Abaye le Mishus l'hashiel. This whole thing, the question that Rav Abba Marama asked Rav Ami that we started with, and he gave an answer that, look, in meaning, what's pshat in our Mishnah? Why is the Socher allowed to give it to the Shoal? And he said that he got permission, Lahashil, the Baal Mishus Lahashil, the Lemele, Malachamavis, 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 forget about giving Rishus. It died of natural causes. You don't need any Rishus. It's irrelevant, because the Malachamavis, Malachamavis. So that's the kasha. Malay, so he told him, if the whole concern is, I just don't want it in anybody else's hands, that's a good question. Because you don't want it in anybody's hands. That's your thing. Okay? That's the whole issue. And if it dies of natural causes, it's irrelevant. The bottom line is, it would have died anyway. But Lididi, I mean, my shita is that the reason is because ant mehemnesli b'shvua behech lo mehemneshua. I don't trust somebody else's oath. I only trust your oath. So then, lek lo osvi klal, the question doesn't even come to first base because the trust is based on who's swearing and the renter is still swearing. What happened? So the renter has intimate knowledge that this is what happened to the animal. Otherwise, how would he be able to swear? And I'm trusting your oath. So that's the bottom line. So therefore, the start of the question doesn't start. We'll stop over here. And everyone have a beautiful